2018 has been a strong year for the U.S. economy, with unemployment extremely low, the GDP at very healthy levels, and wages starting to catch up with job growth. But the stock market has been volatile, and there isn't much optimism about the impact of the tariffs the Trump administration has implemented. So optimism continues into 2019, though, but for how much longer than that? Later today, ASU's W.P. Carey School of Business will hold its annual economic forecast luncheon. And earlier, I spoke with ASU economist Lee McFeeters and the event's keynote speaker, John Cochran of Stanford University, about what they're looking for the 2019 economy, nationally and in Arizona. I started by asking Cochran whether he's concerned about any dark clouds on the horizon for the economy and the dreaded R-word, recession.
Yeah, there will be a recession sooner or later. That's the easiest forecast to make. But when is not so obvious. Expansions which we're in now don't necessarily die of their own length. I think you need some sort of spark. Something has to go wrong. So we're in this sort of lovely sunny fall of the business cycle, which I think will continue until something goes wrong. In that time, though, we're in a, let's call it a supply moment rather than a demand moment. What the economy needs is not so much stimulus of one sort or another, but rather the sort of clean up your bedroom sort of thing. Get all the sand out of the gears and supply-oriented policies, I think, are the most likely to keep us going, as well as keeping an eye open for what the storm clouds on the horizon might be.
Lee, where does Arizona fit in that? Because Arizona was hit especially hard by the previous recession, but tended to bounce back faster than other states.
What you just heard from John is very relevant for Arizona. We follow the national business cycle, but in this past recovery, the nation as a whole recovered all lost jobs about 2 years before Arizona did. So we are still actually sort of young into our recovery. We have seen job growth expanding since February of 2010. So that gives us about 97 months and still going strong, I think, into 2019 for job growth. One of the stronger states for expansion, I think.
Now, John, Arizona is a state that relies heavily on trade with Mexico, for example, and there are obviously issues going on there at the border right now. There's concern about some of President Trump's actions, but then even in the broader picture, when we think about China and tariffs and whatnot, before we get off this particular topic, how concerned are you about what's going to happen with that and whether that's going to be a slowdown? Because it still seems to me, as a non-economist, that this is still a very consumer-driven economy, and if consumers see prices go up, maybe they'll be less inclined to spend.
Well, it's a consumer-driven economy in some sense always, but I think we need to, at this point in the business cycle, expansion of the economy is not just about people going out and spending more. It's about producers being able to deliver more. Our national unemployment rate is 3.9%. You're not going to create more jobs just by taking unemployed people and giving them jobs. You have to get either people who aren't working at all into the workforce, or if you're going to create more stuff, it has to be more productive. And that's where trade wars is particularly unfortunate if it gets any worse. It's another piece of sand in the gears of the economy. We have to do things in less efficient ways, and that I think is going to hurt especially a border state like Arizona. We focus on the net of how much we import overall, but huge amounts of stuff goes back and forth and back and forth across the border. We have a sort of global manufacturing chain. That's how we do things so efficiently and makes so much stuff so cheaply. And disrupting all that, I think, is a major danger to the economy right now.
And what about wage growth? Lee, let me ask you first about this, because that's one of the issues that people in Arizona have expressed some concern about, that even as job growth has been good, wages have not necessarily accompanied that.
Well, wages finally broke through the 3% year-over-year rate of increase in 2017, and we're expecting to see that again in 2018, and our forecast is again for about 3% wage growth in 2019. The interesting element here for our local economy is that even though wages are going up, home prices are going up even faster. So we're developing somewhat of an affordability problem here in our local housing market, even in the face of rising wages.
Well, John, I wanted to ask you about unemployment, but I also want to get your take on housing, because that was such a huge drain on what happened with the Great Recession a decade or so ago.
Housing is one of those great paradoxes. Do we want home prices to go up or do we want them to go down? Everyone seems to want home prices to go up, and there's some nervousness, in fact, that the housing price increases have stalled the It's harder to sell houses now. But of course, if that's also called an affordability crisis. Well, if you bought your house last year, you want the price to go up. If you want to buy it this year, you don't want the price to go up. So as far as stage of the business cycle, we are seeing a slowdown in real estate, which is one of those signs that maybe a slowdown is coming. But it's maybe when you get to this supply end of the business cycle, when one thing goes down, another goes up. Interest rates are going up, so mortgage rates are going up, so it's perfectly natural that home prices would stop going up. And home prices are in some sense too high. They're much higher than typically than the replacement cost of those houses. So what we want is an economy, let's say, with a soft landing where prices stop going up and become affordable, but we don't want a big crash.
Now, Lee, for a long time, Arizona's economy relied on real estate. And now we're seeing with construction, I wanted to see what you were going to say about 2019 in terms of construction, because we want to avoid that previous bubble.
Well, there's some interesting elements here with construction and our housing market. First of all, Arizona is one of the strongest states in the nation for new construction jobs in rate of growth or even absolute number. We've added over 14,000 construction jobs so far this year. That's the best performance for construction since 2006. Problem is, people looking back at 2006, what they see is a huge construction bubble, and they're wondering if we're on the threshold of something like that again. Actually, construction was so weak in Arizona for so long that this recovery in construction has finally gotten us back to about 6% of new jobs being in construction. That's really pretty much like the national average, perhaps a little bit better. On the other side of the equation for housing is the whole issue of trying to balance demand and supply. And on the supply side, here in Arizona, lot costs are going up. Labor costs are continuing to go up. We have a labor availability problem. Some of the numbers kind of interesting, you know, this whole issue of labor availability. Construction pays well in Arizona, about $60,000 for residential construction employees. But you look at a location such as Houston, for example, and construction workers make about $80,000. Mm-hmm. So perhaps the answer to this labor availability issue is let the market work and pay a bit more. We do have an issue here with a lot of people that still have large student loans, people that have been underwater and perhaps have bad credit ratings, the whole issue of availability. All of those things are headwinds for housing. But when we look at our forecast, just the way we are equating population growth as a driver of the economy, we're still expecting Arizona single-family permits to increase by about 10% in 2019, housing is still going to be a strong part of the economy next year.
John, let me switch gears. How important is perception? If people feel like the economy is going well and they feel like they have a job and people in their families do, and that maybe healthcare costs are not that bad, or they're able to have a plan themselves, whatever it may be, are we at a point right now where the perception and the reality of the economy are in sync, maybe even more than they have been in a while? Or is there something that we're sort of seeing that, not storm clouds, not going back to that question, but does it feel like there is a sync there where people think it's going well and it actually is?
I think yes. So first, perception is very important. One of the insights of economics is that how people think about the future drives what happens today. If you could know for sure there would be a recession in a year from now, you would stop hiring and investing in your company, and there'd be a recession right now. Now the government tries to play with people's perceptions too often, and that doesn't work either. You need to have a solid set of dependable policies that people know will be there in the future. People's perception, I think, is pretty good, and the economy is pretty good. What normal people don't pay a lot of attention to are those storm clouds on the horizon. You know, can China pay its debts? Will Italy jump out of the euro? Is there some big problem waiting out there that we don't know about? And that's what keeps economists up at 2 o'clock in the morning. But, we can't tell you. We can tell you they're there. We can't tell you which one's going to hit and when it's going to hit any better than anyone else can.
Let me comment on that. Excellent points. When you look at the Gallup poll on practically any topic, you find that we, especially in politics, we have a divided population, voters are very much separated and have different perspectives. But there are two elements on satisfaction surveys put out by Gallup practically every month, some variation of this. Two elements of our current situation always rate very highly. One is satisfaction with the military, and most recently, all of a sudden, satisfaction with the economy is close to 60%. So people are not agreed on much, but apparently they are agreed that this is a pretty strong economy.
Economists look a little bit at the longer term. So most people rate, you know, do I have a job? Am I doing well? Am I going to get a raise this year? Or are my kids getting a decent education? In the long run, the run-up of our debts is, you know, as a country, how are we going to pay for Social Security, Medicaid? And is the economy going to keep growing for 10 or 20 years at these good rates? Or are we going to slump back to like 1% growth rates? Those things add up, and 10 or 20 years go by faster than you think, and some real crises could emerge if we don't start doing something about it now. And unfortunately, our political system's not particularly in the mood to do anything about long-term problems right now.
John Cochran is an economist at Stanford. His blog is Grumpy Economist, and Lee McFeeters is an economist at ASU. We've been talking about expectations for the 2019 economy. McFeeters and Cochran will be speaking later today at the W.P. Carey School of Business's annual economic forecast luncheon.